One thing we all do is when you came into church today, you showed your faith in one aspect or another. But each one of us here, no matter how old or how young we were, we exhibited faith when you sat down. You had faith that that chair was going to hold you. Didn't even give it a second thought, did you? You sat down. That is faith. We're going to be talking about today the faith of the, you know, when we talk about titles, you talk about owning possession. If you have a title for a car, you have the title. If you have a piece of property that you own, you want the title deed. That's what you want. Well, we're going to go over today what it takes to have the title deed to all the promises of God. And it all evolves around one thing. And what would you think that is? Faith. Faith. That's what we're going to be studying about today and going over today. And I like the first verse that opens up to chapter 11. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you today for being able to stand up and to open up your word. Apply your word to our hearts. Lord, each and every one of us will hear this message and maybe have each one of us have a different part in our life that needs to be addressed or maybe needs to be talked to, or maybe you can talk to us through your word today. I pray, Lord, that you'd be with Pastor as he's not here today. He would love to be here, and I'm sure he's praying for us as we're praying for him. Blessed as only you can, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The different names of the chapter 11 of Hebrews talks about, first of all, some of the... It's on? Yeah. If you're not picking me up, I'll talk louder. I don't have a problem with that, do I? Never have before. The couple of names of the chapter that I've found in reading is one of them is called the Hall of Fame chapter of the Bible. Talks about many, many people, and some of them that we'll be going over today. It's also called the Heroes of the Faith. Another writer talks about the honor roll of the Old Testament saints. And last of all, of course, the Faith chapter. It's called the Faith chapter. We're going to be going over some of it, some of the people, some of the saints that it's talking about, and see how it can apply to our hearts and to our lives and how we can use it to grow in the Lord. It is about a single theme, and which is the faith. Faith is defined, illustrated, and commended in the most inexhaustive fashion. Talks about all these different things. We're going to be going over some of them. Faith is seen as one of the essential elements to every believing believer life. It begins with his salvation, and it's determining the daily relationship with God till death or till the rapture, till we go home. So we, each and every day, we exhibit some type of faith. Bible tells us, but without faith it is impossible to please him, which is God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 tells us. The definition of faith is given in the very, very first verse, which we already talked about. Faith is more than just a wish. It's more than just a hopeless fantasy of a child. Faith is full of certainty, reality, and mountain-moving power. Talks about in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, it says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, that if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." So as the grain of, if you just had the grain of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. We need all the faith that we can. We need to grab onto all that the Lord has for us. And of course, we know where we can find it in the Word of God. We can go over some of the examples that it talks about in the chapter of faith. It also talks about the noble men and women of the Old Testament are portrayed with their spiritual achievements in this chapter and their feats. They are all explained as unshakable faith. I wonder how faithful we are. How different things come our way. Are we unshakable? Do we stand in Him? Do we say, I trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not onto our own understanding? In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And what does the Bible say? He will direct thy paths. Do you pray that the Lord would lead you every single day when you get up in the morning? He meets our every needs. There are four things that come to us by faith, explained by the writers of Hebrews. We don't really totally know who. It doesn't really tell us who was the writer of Hebrews. But I believe in before and after some of the Bibles and some of the teachings that it's talking about, that it's Paul. And in the end, when it comes to faith, you're either a Paul or a Nero. You either believe in what the Lord Jesus Christ has for you and you live for Him and do all that He wants you to do, or you're a Nero. You don't believe. There's no one or the other. You're either one or the other. Which are you? The great truth of the New Testament is that salvation comes by faith without works of men. Not less, faith without work. We can't work our salvation. And we'll find in some of the examples of these that are in this chapter is they did what they did because they believed God. They worked because they believed. They didn't work to believe. They worked because of their belief. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be showing the world what the Lord has done for us. We talk about, first of all, in the first part of the chapter, it talks about the faith of Abel. Abel was a herder. He was a shepherd, took care of the sheep. Cain was a farmer. These two brothers, they presented their sacrifices before the Lord in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. And Abel's was accepted and Cain's was not. But we need to understand that the work of Cain's hands was not a blood sacrifice. It wasn't a sacrifice that the Lord was going to accept. Abel's was accepted. The offering of Cain's was from the labor of his own hands. Surely he reasoned that God had accepted that offering, although the Lord had asked for a blood sacrifice. His offering was not accepted. Abel's was because he gave of the first fruits of the increase, and it was a blood sacrifice. Abel obeyed the Lord and exercised his faith unto salvation. He pictures that man who by faith had trusted in the shed blood of the Savior for salvation. We talk about all the old saints in the Old Testament. They were all looking for the time when the Lord Jesus Christ was going to come and die on the cross. They were all looking forward in faith to when Jesus Christ would die on the cross. We that live from the time of Jesus dying on the cross are looking back at what He has done. We have faith because we know what has been done for us, that He died on the cross. He shed His blood. Before the sacrifices were as an example of what was to come. And we look back at what the Lord has done. By faith, Noah was warned of the coming judgment by water. He and his family escaped because he believed God. He believed God. In the preparation for the ark, his faith let him believe in the reality of judgment and the necessity of the ark. It took him a long time to build that ark. We need to understand and realize that people had never seen rain. You talk about faith, how about building a boat that big to carry all those people and all those animals and keep them safe? And he didn't build it anywhere as near water. You talk about taking probably a lot of flack for doing what he did, but he did it because God told him to do it. How many times does the Lord tell us to do something that we know without a doubt that the Lord wants us to do, but we don't have faith enough to exercise faith enough to do it? Many times the Bible tells us we have not because we ask not. Ask for faith. Ask for wisdom. Read the Bible. This is the greatest chapter. We ought to read this all through the year to understand and to realize how all these people exercise their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in all that they did. That's why it's there for us. The ark is a picture of our deliverance from judgment by Jesus Christ. We can escape the condemnation of sin by accepting the deliverance we have in Christ Jesus by faith. By faith, our faith. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is by faith. We believe that. It's a promise of God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's it. Faith. God has made provisions for us to escape judgment by the death of Christ in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24, and it says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we're healed. Because of Jesus Christ's stripes and the blood he shed on the cross, we are healed. All pictures of Noah and the ark and the deliverance of his people. Faith provides confidence and assurance of things we cannot apprehend with the human senses or strength. We can't do it under our own power. You know, they have the microscope, the big giant microscopes that can look out into space. Or we have those that can turn around and we can put under a microscope and we can see that there is an atom. We don't know that there's an atom by our naked eye to be able to look at it. But we can look through a magnifying glass or a microscope and see that it does exist, that it is there. In a similar way, man cannot always detect God's plan and the promises that he has for us in human senses. But through faith, they can be clearly seen. Things which are invisible are made to appear in real form. The truth is illustrated by the writer of Hebrews, faith of Abraham. God instructed Abraham to leave his native Ur of the Chaldeans, leave his kindred and his house and his father's house.
Verse 11, and he says this, and that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And I would say that truer words have never been spoken. That when we consider who we were before Christ, that he died for us, such were some of you. And Paul could say that because in the church at Corinth there were murderers, there were adulterers, there were those who had been involved in immorality of all kinds, but they had been washed by God's grace through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so there is hope. There is hope for all who come to him. If we as Christians need further convincing that we should not engage in this homosexual sexual activity, that Paul's words to the Romans suffice to remind us that we are not to be conformed to the world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So there is hope in a renewal that takes place. We need to remember and take stock that we too were lost at one time. And so if you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians 6 and that verse 11 underline, and this is some of you were, and that is what some of you were. Maybe even just circle the word were. It's past tense. The Corinthians were saved through a life-saving encounter with a living Christ. Leaving any sin is hard. It's a habit, but there is hope in the transforming power of Christ, who alone can free us from the bondage of sin. We need to offer such hope in Christ by living before them a close relationship with the very one who transformed us. Most modern counselors don't try to change the homosexual because they cannot offer any lasting help or hope. Only Christ can. If we want to show them that through Christ there is hope, we can't go around bashing their lifestyle and chant that God hates homosexuals. We learned last week that God hates sin in general, but He loves the sinner and wants an eternal relationship with him or her. That only comes through the transforming, saving power of Christ, who died for us as the Holy Spirit works in us to make us a new creation. While we don't condone their lifestyle, we need to show Christ's love through consistent life practices that demonstrate a changed life and be clear that it is only possible through the transforming power of Christ in us. And in that, we offer hope. But we also can offer help. Among homosexuals, statistics are staggering. In reports from practicing psychiatrists, they state that 73% of homosexuals are less happy than the average person. Of that group, 70%...
He wants to talk to us. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to always be with him. He'll never leave us. Sometimes we take him in places we should not take him. Just remember, you take the Lord a lot of places that we probably shouldn't, and we say a lot of things we shouldn't say. Just remember, He's always with you. By faith, we can see the impossible in our lives as we believe the possible of God. God makes the impossible reality when we trust God to keep His promises. And I don't know of anyone that will keep His promises like the Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, Moses. We look at Moses. I mean, you talk about many, many times the Lord used him. He was the choice to serve the Lord. His choice to serve the Lord. He led Israel out of Egypt. He kept the Passover. Moses led Israel through the Red Sea. All by faith. He took this all on by faith. He had everything. He had the kingdom. He had the favor of the king. But he put all of that aside because he was raised by a God-fearing mother. And every aspect of his life, from the time of not being killed when he was a little baby, all the way through, God led Moses. Moses put all of his faith in God to lead and guide in his everyday walk. How about the faith of Joshua? Joshua led a band of untrained, virtually unarmed soldiers around the walls of Jericho. And this has always amazed me. What did he do? He told them to go around the city once a day and do nothing but play trumpets. Can you see all these people in this walled city looking down at these crazy people walking around the city? And don't even know, so what in the world are they doing? 6 days they walked around the city one time. The last day, the Lord tells them, you're going to do it 7 times. You're going to walk around the city 7 times. And at the end, you're going to blow the trumpets and shout. And the walls came tumbling down. Now you talk about the Lord being faithful to those They did what they were told to do. God did what He told them He would do. That's the same thing it is today. God has told us He'll never leave us or forsake us. He'll take care of us. How much are you praying that the Lord will show you what you need to be doing? What you need to be doing? Faith. I love this next one. Faith brings God's approval. We're going to be talking a little bit about Enoch. The key to pleasing God is faith. It is, in fact, impossible to please God without it. The man of faith must believe in God's existence and in God's righteous judgment. Let's think about Enoch for a minute. Enoch was 65 years old, and he had a son. That son was Methuselah. He lived to be 969 years old. I'll tell you what, that's a long time. But Enoch was 65 years old when he had Methuselah. The Bible tells us that he followed God and walked with God for 300 years. The Bible doesn't tell us anything that he did to be saved other than his faith in Jesus, in God, to follow him for 300 years. And the Bible says that he was so in touch and so in tune with God that God took him. He didn't die. 300 years he walked with God. You know something? I'd be hard-pressed to find people today that would follow him for 30 days. We have so much missed the mark of what the Lord wants us to be doing and how he wants us to be living. But he had faith, and the scripture doesn't tell that he did one single good work. He didn't work for his salvation. He believed. He had faith in God. It is our faith, not our good works, that pleases God. Just remember that. It's not anything. It's not our money. We work because we love the Lord. We don't work to go to heaven. It's not because of our works. We'd have a whole lot of people that could boast and be excited at the fact that, oh, well, I did more than you. I'm going. We even had the apostles fighting over who was going to sit on the right hand and the left hand. Do you think that was important to Jesus? Faith. He wants our faith. On a scale of 1 to 10, how is your faith today? We all need to grow in faith every day. This is the chapter to read if you want to be reading and thinking about those men of old and the women of old that answered the call of faith to the Lord, to God. The faith of Rahab. She lived a life, a wicked life. Yet when she was talked, when she had talked with the spies, she believed God both for her deliverance and for the favor of God. Although Rahab befriended the children of Israel, it is clear that her actions were based upon faith in God. Her faith moved her, and good works. And it pleased God that she believed in him. The only way an unbeliever can gain the forgiveness of sin and the approval of God is by faith. Faith provides understandings of those things beyond our human comprehension. Man has applied human reasoning to this natural universe that we have. Human reasons produces human conclusions. The application of human reason must of necessity conclude a natural explanation for the universe. We have the Darwin theory. They believe that it just came along. It was just evolved. But it's man's thoughts and ideas. The same reasoning would assume that the earth and the stars existed because of natural processes, and we know that that's not true. The Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke them into existence. We by faith understand that. We by faith understand that God spoke the world and all the stars and all the heavens into existence. He made something from nothing. Everything that we have today has all been made from what God originally made for us from this earth. He's given us the knowledge and the desire to learn how to make things that we have and to grow what He's already given to us and to use it. There has nothing been created, and I use that word created, since God created the heavens and the earth. There's nothing that's been created from nothing, as the Lord Jesus Christ did. Well, they say that they made this and they made that. Now, they made it because they had something to make it with and from. But we have it all because the Lord Jesus Christ gave it to us. He spoke it into His existence. By faith, we believe in the power of the Word of God. God simply spoke and the worlds were created. We talked earlier. We talked earlier about what faith really is. Faith provides understanding in our daily life. When the principles of the Word of God appear unworkable, in a world that rejects our values, we can understand only by faith. Faith goes beyond all human reasoning. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 through 6, it shows us five features of Enoch. The five things is, first of all, that he believed that God is who he is. He sought God's reward. He wanted to follow after the Lord. He walked with God for 300 years. He preached for God what God had instilled in his heart. And he entered into God's presence without dying. He has still work to do. The Bible tells us that he's one of the only two that has not died. And he has a job to do. But one thing we do need to understand and realize that faith is our title deed to all the promises of God. If we have faith in him, all of the promises of God come with it. How's your faith? Where are you at on a scale of 1 to 10 on your belief, on what you believe? Do you just come to church because grandma and grandpa came? Or do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior? That He died for you? And it says that He wants us to come together so we can build up and strengthen one another to what? To go out in the world and to tell others. We enter into this building to serve, to worship the Lord. But when we go out these doors, we leave to serve. We have a job to do. We are the Lord's mouthpiece. We are His example of how the world looks at it. If the world had to look at you on whether or not you're a good example of what a Christian should be, how would you rate? On your faith, how would you rate? It is our proof of these things which we cannot yet see. It gives us deliverance, assurance, approval, and understanding. It would be wise for us to review this chapter, chapter 11, regularly so that we can see the importance of faith and be challenged to place our faith more completely in God. My desire is for each one of you to put more faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and His faith because He died for us. He gave His all for us. I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus when He has done so much for me? Where are you at with serving the Lord? I can't judge you. One day we'll stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and He will judge. What will you hear at the gate? What will you hear at the gate? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Have you been faithful to what the Lord has given you? Money, talents, time? If you haven't, today's the best day to change, to start anew, to walk closer to the Lord. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for this day. I thank You, Lord, that You have given us the ability to read the Bible, that You have kept it through all these years for us to use it as a guide, as a book of learning, as a book that we need to study to show ourselves approved. Lord, I pray that each one of us would walk from today on, every day, a little closer to You. Our faith needs to find a resting place in You and only You. I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus when He has done His all for us? Bless as only You can, Lord. I pray that each one of us would challenge ourselves, our hearts, and build our faith around the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for us. Give You all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and turn in our songbooks to...